Are you ready for another episode of Mike Cazzola's Real Estate Investing That Works? Making money in real estate has never been easier. To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.
You are listening to Mike Cazzola's Real Estate Investing That Works. I'm Kerry Lutz. This is episode 15. Mike, you say that you're not just a guy who sells a real estate course or teaches people how to make money in real estate. And to prove it, we're going to talk about a recent deal you did, the Athena Point property. Tell us about it.
I'd be happy to. So just about a month ago, I sold a property for $117,500. Now, I purchased that property for $69,000, and I purchased it exactly the way I teach you guys to do it. I used my own discipline. I had a process. I purchased it right through auction. So I bought it through the Lee County foreclosure auction, just like I teach you guys to do. All I had to do inside was I put some paint, and it needed new appliances, so I put nice stainless steel appliances. So less than $5,000 later, I sold it for $117,500.
So you netted approximately $43,000 on it?
Correct, yes. And that was based on literally about 4 to 5 hours of work, because I did nothing different than simply contact Lowe's, went online, I found some nice appliances that were available, and I bought those appliances right online, and I went to Lowe's, picked them up, and I personally installed them because I happened to be in the area. Now, for $80, they would have showed up, they would have installed them, but I have a big box truck, and I made it real easy. I just picked them up one day, I installed them, I had my painter. And I found my painter just like I show you guys to do. I found him on Craigslist. I evaluated him. I got different quotes. And he's painted probably 30 different properties for me. So I found a system and a proven process that works with this painter. Now, if you were looking for a painter, and I don't care where you are in the country, you would do exactly what I did. You would go on Angie's List, Craigslist. You would simply find 3 to 4 different painters, send them out to your property, get a quote, and not who's the best quote, but who gets back to you quickest, who has the best follow-up, who do you get a better feeling with? Give them a shot. Let them try one property. If they work out for you, you let them do your second property. But the key is not just to get the best price, but to find the person that has the best response time, the quickest response time, who gives you the best follow-up, who sends you the email when they promise you they're going to send you the email, who goes out there when they say they're going to go out there. This is how I find the very best contractors, no matter what I need.
So this property was occupied when you bought it?
Yes. So when I purchased this property, so remember, I bought it for less than $70,000 and somebody was living there. So I knew, without even going there, I knew that typically the AC is going to be working, the heater is going to be working, all the plumbing's intact, because remember, it's occupied. Now, when I did end up purchasing the property, I knocked on the door. I did it personally only because I was in town. Otherwise, I would send a property manager there. So remember, you can do this remotely easily. The only reason I personally went to the property is because I was looking at other properties. I usually like to look at properties way in advance, but I don't need to. I can send my painter out there, my plumber. I can go on Craigslist. There's a number of people I can send out to any property, get a detailed quote, and then I decide what work and if I even want to hire them based on the quotes they give me. But I happen to be in the area, so I'll tell you exactly what I did. I knocked on the door, and it was a tenant, so it was not the previous owner of the property. The previous owner of the property had rented it to this really nice lady. She doesn't know what my ultimate goals are. My ultimate goals are to buy that property, do whatever repairs are needed, if any, and resell that property. But I always like to ask the tenants, what are your intentions? Are you looking to stay in this property? Are you looking to move out right away? What are your intentions? She says, well, I'm going to move out of this property. I'm buying my own house. I said, that's great. So usually what I like to tell people is, you see, when you buy through the auction, it's actually not a bad thing if it's already occupied, because typically you know that the mechanics are going to be good. And it's actually not a bad thing that a tenant's living there, because a lot of times the tenants want to renew the lease with you. So I asked the lady point blank, I said, what are your intentions? She said, I'm looking to move out of this property. I'm actually buying my own house. So I said, well, listen, I'll give you till the end of the month for free. You don't have to pay me a penny. You've got to be out by the end of the month, though. If you're not out by the end of the month, then the secondary month, I'm actually going to have to file an eviction because you're not looking to stay in the property. And that might have cost me $700, $500 to do the eviction. But at the same time, remember, time is money. So a lot of times tenants will tell you stories. They say, well, you know, I'm looking for a new place. And you try and give them a little grace. You know, it's not a bad thing to give people a little bit of grace. But what happens is sometimes people will take advantage of you. So I've had it in the past where now I come at the end of the month. They say, well, I haven't found a new place yet. I haven't found a new place yet. And now, you see, had I just filed the eviction, even though it would have cost me the $500, the $700 either way, had I filed the eviction, I would know they'd be out in 3 to 4 weeks. But because you try and give them grace, you don't hire that person who's going to do the eviction, because you're believing the story the tenant tells you, and you give them a little bit of grace, and it comes back to bite you in the butt. So what I did, I talked to her, but at the same time that she told me she's going to be out at the end of the month, I still filed the eviction on her, meaning that way if she's not out at the end of the month, I'm not wasting time hoping that she's going to be out. I'll simply proceed with the eviction. Either way, I'm going to lose the money, but I've already said, listen, I'd much rather pay $500 and basically hedge my bet, meaning if you're going to tell me you're going to be out and then all of a sudden you're not out, then I've already started the eviction process, and that works out great for me. But she happened to leave. But what she did is she took the appliances with her. But that's okay, because I'm looking to sell this on a retail market. So I was already planning, if there was appliances in there, I would have taken them out, used them on one of my rental properties, and still bought brand new stainless steel appliances. So bottom line, I painted the inside. I got brand new stainless steel appliances. It cost me less than $5,000, but I ultimately resold it for $117,500. So it was a phenomenal deal, and it took me literally just a few hours of work. But that's because of the homework I did when I purchased the property.
And you painted it inside and out?
The outside, it's an HOA community. It's a gated community. You don't have to worry about the outside paint. You know, that's one of the few benefits of buying a property in an HOA community, is the fact that the exterior, the roof, the pest control is all handled by the HOA. So in exchange for that $200 a month you pay, you don't have to worry about new roofs, painting the exterior. You don't have to worry about landscaping. You don't have to worry about water. All those things are included in the HOA, and a lot of times even cable TV is included in the HOA. So as much as I'm against HOAs, because they tend to add up and it tends to be thousands of dollars you end up having to pay to the HOA, sometimes when you're looking to sell to a retail market, it's actually a good thing having that HOA involved.
When you're buying appliances, do you always buy a microwave, just out of curiosity?
I actually, the way I gauge it, is if there's currently a spot for the microwave, for a installed microwave, meaning not a countertop, not one of those kind of things. You know, above the stove, sometimes there's that niche right there where a microwave right. just fits perfectly. I've never spent more than $250 on a microwave. So if the niche is there, I put the microwave in. If the niche is not there, I simply move on to the next deal.
The house that you picked out, was there anything particularly noteworthy about it? Was it just a standard 3-bedroom, 2-bath, typical Lee County early 2000s house?
Absolutely. So nothing stood out at all about this property. It was just a typical 3-bedroom, 2-bath property. And the reason why I was attracted to it is because, just like I teach you guys to do, I spent 5 minutes doing homework. I saw that everything in the neighborhood was selling for over $100,000. So everything available was selling for over $100,000, including two bedrooms. And my thinking was, okay, I know the exterior is good. I know the plumbing's good. I know the windows are good. I know the roof is good. I know that they're maintaining the grass, the lawn, the sprinkler system. I know that's all being maintained by the HOA. So my thinking was, if you know that in any neighborhood, which I teach you to find this out within 5 minutes, if they're all selling for over $100,000 and nothing is sold less than $100,000, now it's up to you to decide what you need your profit to be. My top bid, and I'll tell you guys exactly, was going to be $70,000. Meaning, I knew if I bought that for $70,000, I would have a minimum $30,000 profit built into the house based on my quick research. And that's exactly what I did. I bid to $70,000. It sold for $69,000 and some change to me. I bought it. I put just a few thousand dollars into it. And I didn't sell it for $100,000. I sold it for $117,500. And you know what? I sold it in 3 days.
Wow, 3 days. And used a real estate broker?
I did. Even though the main strategy, you know, 90% of the properties I sell, I do it online. I sell to an international market. But in this case, it made sense. Why? Because this was a gated community. I knew I would get a lot of local interest. It had a pool. It had tennis courts. I mean, the property, meaning not just the house that I bought, but the entire community, they were selling brand new houses right now within my community for over $200,000. So I had that comfort level, meaning for me to pay $70,000, it's what I call overwhelming evidence. I had overwhelming evidence. Even the biggest skeptic out there, if you would have stumbled on this deal, and I did have competition on it, I had my high point. You know, maybe another investor was only willing to pay $65,000 on it. You can't worry about these things because we all have different goals. My goals are, if I'm going to tie up $70,000, I need to make $30,000. Another guy may say, if I tie up $70,000, I only need to make $20,000. Another guy may say, if I tie up $70,000, I need to make $50,000. That's what's so great about this is you don't know who your competitors are. You don't know what their financial position is. So for me to step into this deal, pay that price, as soon as I hired the realtor, it sold in less than 3 days, which is just great, you know, because the realtor did all the work. I was just there as I tied up the money, I sold the property, meaning I hired the realtor to sell it, and ultimately I made a phenomenal profit.
Were there any HOA fees that you owed when you bought the property?
Well, now this is a little bit more advanced training. This property was actually sold by the HOA. So this property, meaning an investor, a person, purchased this property free and clear. They paid cash for the property. But what happened is they did not pay their HOA. And they had other financial obligations, meaning, so this HOA, I'll tell you guys exactly the way it worked. The HOA was only owed about $27,000. So they opened their bid at $27,000. But because of exactly the way I show you how to do your research, I saw there was no mortgage attached. And that might seem like it's something scary, but this is advanced training. So a lot of the students that have trained with me live and have gone through my actual boot camps, they would have spotted this property in 30 seconds because they're trained.
Yeah, this is a rare occurrence. And the beauty also, limited competition, because most people are going to overlook these HOA sales because they figure, hey, there's a mortgage ahead of the HOA. I'm not going to bother with HOA liens, and therefore missed opportunity, right?
That's right. If you zig, I zag. So when the public saw this property, they saw that it was an HOA foreclosure. They didn't know what I teach my students to do, which is to spend 30 seconds finding out, is there a mortgage? How much is the mortgage? Because let's pretend there was a mortgage, but let's pretend that mortgage was $20,000 and the HOA lien is $27,000. You can afford to buy, pay off the $27,000 to the HOA, pay off the $20,000 to the first mortgage, be in the property $47,000. And, you know, my top bid was 70. So just think of this. If the HOA wants less than $30,000 for it, that leaves me $40,000 to pay off the first mortgage. So that means if the first mortgage was more than $40,000, now remember, this was a free and clear property, meaning they had no mortgage on the property. So that overage, the actual person who lost this to the HOA could have applied to get that excess. Now, this is really advanced training. These are things you don't really need to know about unless you're listening to the show and you're someone who's being foreclosed upon. But I'd venture to say most people here are looking to buy a foreclosure, not actually being foreclosed on. But if you are, I can show you how to either limit your loss or how to make the best of a pretty bad situation.
And sometimes that's the best you can hope for. Anyway, Mike, people are going to want to send you emails, going to want to find out more about your training. What do they do?
So if you want to be one of my advanced students, I would love to train you. I train on a very limited basis, but if you just want to ask me questions, you want me to make one of these podcasts about one of your questions, I'm more than happy to do it. Just send me an email. It's mike@teachmemike.com. That's how you would send me an email. If you want to get some of my free training videos and you want to start learning how do you open your bidder account, how do you find the best properties, if you want to get some free training videos, go to teachmemike.com, enter just your name, your email address. It's all right there for you. You can get started today.
To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.